Good morning. Steve Sherlock here for Steve's 2 cents in Franklin, Mass. Our first snow of the winter 2015-2016 season has fallen. Changed to sleet. Changed to some light rain. And is starting to taper off. As I went walking this morning, the roads were still slushy. The plows had only been by to drop some salt to make them somewhat passable. Most people seem to have obeyed and been calm and cool. And as I come back to the house now, the streets are actually getting cleared. The plows are making their ways around, clearing the roads now that the snow has fallen and stopped and moved on. Had an interesting walk as I went among the byways, avoiding the main roads in their noise. It's interesting how in the rain and the snow, the presence of quiet becomes all that more apparent. And noise becomes that much more jarring. So trying to listen to a sensitive podcast, Krista Tippett and On Being in particular, 2 episodes, one completed, one almost completed. The thoughtful conversation was getting overwhelmed by the occasional car going by, the truck splashing its way through, and then eventually the plow rumbling along, clearing the roads. That was too noisy. So I did sort of my normal downtown route, but through the byways, through the side streets, avoiding the main roads as much as possible to listen to the conversation. The first of the two was with Paul Muldoon, Irish poet. I had the pleasure of meeting and listening to him in person at one of the Dodge Poetry Festivals many years ago. Quite a poet. Very worthy conversation to listen to. And the more recent conversation was with Martin Sheen. Found out more about his background, certainly had known of him. Apocalypse Now was a important movie in my time period, maybe in yours. He was in that. And then Gandhi. Did not see him in his many years as the President Bartlett in the West Wing. I don't watch much TV, as I think I've mentioned before. Sporting events, yes. Occasional show here and there, but I never get into that or much else that's on the airwaves. But his conversation with Krista was rather insightful, reflective, good learnings. So in this time between Christmas and New Year's, as we wrap up, get ready to close out the year, get ready to start anew. Reflect on where you've been. Your 3 words, if you had those. What will your new 3 words be? That's also part of my thought process as I spend this time between, in the quiet times, taking reflection and enjoying the weather and its changing nature. The snow at least lets you see the rabbit tracks and the other animal tracks that do live around and we don't necessarily see them. The snow brings them out. The snow certainly adds some color to the drab brown that sometimes exists in this midwinter period, other than the evergreens and maybe some hollies and a few other bushes that, because of the warmer weather, have still managed to maintain some green. The white is a good contrast. the moisture we need to fulfill the reservoirs, especially in Franklin, where all our water supply comes from the ground, the aquifers that ultimately feed into the Charles and the Charles to the ocean. So I'm going to go in and get warm and dry off. I'm a little bit wet from the walk. Have a good between periods week. Have a happy new year if I don't catch you before. Be well until we meet again. This is Steve Sherlock for Steve's Two Cents here in Franklin, Mass.